I think there's a shortage of wisdom in the world. I look around me and it's hard to spot. I'm not even sure I know what wisdom is anymore. What is it to be wise? How do you find it? Where is wisdom domiciled? What is it? Yes, yes, yes. It's easy to turn to the dictionary, and I can read you the definition from Webster's. Wisdom is the quality of having experience, having knowledge, and good judgment. Wisdom is the experience. It's the quality of having these experiences of knowledge and good judgment, of wise experience. That's all nice and good, but doesn't help. I don't know where wisdom is found. And it feels like our world needs more and more of it. And so I turned to Proverbs 8. You heard Carol and Elaine read from it, because this is the place where we find wisdom. This is the poem in the book of Proverbs where Lady Wisdom shows up and offers us her resume and speaks to us of following her. This is the place where she shows up, Lady Wisdom, always Lady Wisdom, and tells us about discretion and tells us about knowledge and insight and sound advice. She tells us that she walks in righteousness and carries justice with her. She tells us that we need her. And if we seek her, she is better than jewels and fine gold. And if we seek her, we will find her. Lady Wisdom shows up and she even repeats her resume. She tells us that she was there from the beginning like a master worker with God. Before the first bit of soil, before the world was formed, she was alongside God. She was there. She gives us her credentials. She tells us what she brings. And she says, I am not hidden from you. I'm not in some temple. I'm not in some dusty book. Lady Wisdom says, I stand at the gates. I stand at the crossroads. I'm at the high places. So wherever you go, wherever you traffic, wherever there are people, I, Lady Wisdom, am. I'm easy to find. I'm accessible to you. Come sit with me. Come hang out. Come learn of me, for I will fill your life with treasure. Happy are those who find me. Happy are those who know my word. Still doesn't help. Let me be honest. Come February, I'll have stood behind this pulpit for 14 years. Come February, that's hundreds of sermons. And never once, not in Bible study, not from this position, never once have I introduced you to Lady Wisdom. Never once have I preached from her. Never once have I held her out before you. And the reason is, she's too elusive. I don't know where to find her. I don't know how to hold her in my mouth or to explain her to you. I'm frustrated because I'm told she's accessible. I'm told she's not hidden. I'm told she hangs out where I can find her. Yet I look around, she's too elusive. She's absent. But my brothers and sisters, as we return to worship, as we come together online, as we find ourselves in the midst still of this pandemic with no end in sight, as we approach a presidential election cycle that I think is going to be unlike any we've seen, and that is saying something, as we sit 6 feet apart behind our masks, we need wisdom. We need to understand her. So with great trepidation, over the course of the last few weeks, I've been trying to pin her down. I've been trying to find her so that I might bring her to all of us and we might be in dialogue with her. We might learn from her and we might grow wise. You promised me, Lady Wisdom, that if I looked for you, I would find you. You promised me that you had treasures and you had joy. I've searched. I've looked in the biblical writ and there are no verses, 1, 2, 3, that tell me how to get you and how to hold you. And if any of you have found them, let me know where they are, because I can't find them. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful that a long time ago, a mentor of mine told me that when I longed for something and I couldn't find it, to pray that God would not let me rest. To pray that God would agitate my spirit so that I would have to continue to seek. I'm grateful that another of God's great children this week, when I called to complain about the study for this text, said, well, look up wisdom throughout the biblical writ, because Zena, you tell me you believe from Genesis to Revelation, it's a single story trying to draw us back to the perfection of life with God, like before Genesis 3 and the snake. You tell me you believe that's a story. So look through the pages of your text and discern what pattern you might find with wisdom. Thank you, Dr. Natalie. Thank you, for that pattern was there. Beloved, I looked and I searched and I found a pattern. Many times, most times, when wisdom as a quality, when wisdom as a way of being, when wisdom as that set of experiences, with wisdom as a way of living, when wisdom is presented that way throughout the text, often, very often, it is paired with the notion of the fullness of life. It's in Proverbs 8, in that 35th verse, it says very clearly, when you find wisdom, you find life. David has a slide to put up that shows three other verses that I found as I searched for this pattern. Ephesians 5:15 says, be careful then how you live. Live not as one unwise. Live as one wise that you might have life. Again, in Proverbs 3:16, it says, long life is in wisdom's right hand. And in Michael Camp's favorite book of the Bible, James 3, it says, who is wise among you? Show by your good deeds that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. If you find wisdom, you find long life. If you live wise, you live a good life. Long wisdom and long life are paired together in the right hand. And those who are wise live and show by their deeds their wisdom. Beloved, that's the pattern. You want to know where wisdom is? Look around you where you see life flourishing. And I don't mean life by the world standards, because life by the world standards is often the things that we buy and we acquire. It's often the things that the world gives credence to, but it's not the things that God lifts up. God lifts up peace. God lifts up calm. God lifts up generosity. God lifts up hospitality. God lifts up patience. God lifts up love. God lifts up joy. Look around you and find where life exhibits those qualities. And there where you find those qualities, you will find wisdom. Let me explain it like this. If you're in an orchard and you want an apple, you better find an apple tree. You're not looking for the apple tree. You want an apple. But in an orchard, you can't get an apple without a tree. And if you're out looking for tadpoles, you better look for water, because tadpoles only exist in water. You have to find the antecedent to find the thing. And wisdom is like that. Wisdom is the antecedent, but the way we find it is we look for life, we look for blessing, we look for joy, we look for those things that God says make a noble, make a virtuous, make a good life. Those things that the writer of Philippians says are of good report. And we find them and we sit and we become students. We find where that life is flourishing and we sit and we become students and we seek to understand the wisdom that is present. We seek to understand it that we might take it in and take it away and live that way in our lives. That's one way to find wisdom. You look where life is flourishing. And there's another way. You look for the one who allows life to flourish. Let me ask you to think of somebody in your life. It may be a great and grand name, or it may be your grandmother, or it may be your best friend, or it may be somebody that no one else would know their name. Think of somebody that you know is wise. And no one is perfect. So I'm not suggesting that the person that rises in your mind as wise is going to live a perfect life. No, no, no. We are all sinners saved by grace. But if you think of that person that you think of as wise, think about what goes on around them. You find those virtues. You find that calm. You find that ability to see life flourishing. We can look for where life flourishes and sit and become a student, and we can look for the ones that we believe are wise and sit with them and learn from them, because that's exactly what Lady Wisdom asks us to do with her. And I think Lady Wisdom lives in children of God who have sought her out and found her ways and are able to embody her. And so we can search for Lady Wisdom in the Word of God. We can search for wisdom in God's Word, and we should, but we can also search for the ones who have embodied Lady Wisdom, sit at their feet and learn from them. This month, I've promised to lift up the women who and men who made possible the passage of the 19th Amendment. And that 100th anniversary is this Tuesday. 100 years ago this Tuesday, thousands and thousands of women and men who supported them sought to bring about that kind of life that would flourish, sought to bring about that kind of life that would be generative, sought to bring about that kind of life that would have justice and righteousness attached to it. And we celebrate the suffragettes because they were wise, and we could see that life flourishing around them as we look back in history. We can even see it now, because of the rights women have now. We look around us for examples and we become students. Wisdom brings life. And we look around us also, and we see the young woman whose face adorns your bulletin. If you don't have a bulletin with you, the face that adorns that bulletin is Malala Yousafzai. She, as a young woman in Pakistan, understood what it was to flourish. She understood that to have the good life, this life that would bring wisdom, this life that would be generative, this life full of justice and righteousness, she understood that it was her role to fight, even taking a bullet in the face. She did not give up, but she wanted wisdom to flourish, not only for herself, but for others. And this young woman, the youngest ever to win the Nobel Peace Prize, created space where indeed life flourished for millions of girls in her wake who otherwise would not be educated. She brought about life because of her wisdom. Where do you find life flourishing in your experience? Where do you see the values that God tells us we should cling to? That joy and that peace and that patience and that generosity and that hospitality and that righteousness and that justice. Where do you see it? You know it, because when you enter its presence, you feel a kind of peace. Where do you see it, and what can you learn from that person? For God wants you to study at Lady Wisdom's feet from Proverbs 8, but also from the Lady Wisdoms and the men wisdoms that are around us. Where do you see life flourishing? Where do you see that wisdom? Because we need it. We need to be students of wisdom so that we might go out into the world and be that presence for someone else. We need to be the ones who say, my behaviors are going to seek to let the things of God flourish and to bring life in its abundance. And I can only do that out of wisdom. So as I do that, my wisdom quotient grows. And whether someone ever calls me wise or not, they can feel the difference when I walk into the room. Where do you see it? What can you learn from it? For Lady Wisdom has told us, she is woven into every part of the fabric of creation. She's told us she was there before the sun rose and before the waters rolled and before the ground was made. She's told us she was there and she was part of it. That means anywhere, everywhere we look, there is an opportunity for us to find Lady Wisdom. There's an opportunity for us to walk in her way. And to bring others like Malala did, to bring others like the suffragettes did, to bring others into that space where wisdom reigns. She tells us, Lady Wisdom, that if we seek her, we will find her. If we seek life, we will find it. Beloved, may it be our quest. May it be our mission. May it be our promise to God that we are going to seek to be in Lady Wisdom's path. We are going to seek to imitate her, that wisdom might rise up in us and move into the world, touching everything we touch. She says, I stand at the corner. I call. I long to be in dialogue with you. Come, come. For if you search for me, you'll find me. Come, because when you find me, you will be joyful. Come, because in your joy, you will spread God's love. Come. Lady Wisdom extends her hand and invites us on the journey. Come, all Christians, be committed. Be committed to search, to find, and to walk arm in arm with wisdom who's been here and has promised to be here until the end of the world. May you go into this week. May you be wise. And may the world be blessed because your wisdom is present for others to breathe in. Amen.